This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I'm very busy shaking it off right now. I'm actually a little bit out of breath from the shaking off that I was doing.
Is that right?
I
missed a show?
Yeah, I don't know how you miss it. I feel like, you know, your phone's going crazy. We're all going like this.
I was away from the desk. I didn't see it. Oh, that's too bad.
Well, I spent a lot of that break figuring out how to run a Jackbox TV game.
Oh, good.
It's more complicated than I thought, but I have an IT department, so I'll just be like, hey, get that going.
Honestly, ours got set up in under 2 minutes. So
that's
whatever
great.
Christina did, because I wasn't party to
well,
that
she
at
knows
all.
How to work a Zoom. You know, mm-hmm. That's they're saying you need to have a thing where you can mirror someone's screen that has the actual game going on the Zoom, whatever.
Oh.
You know what? It's above my pay grade, Vin.
Okay.
I'm going to let the IT department handle it, but I'm excited because I freaking love those games.
Yeah, they're fun.
Anywho, tomorrow, 6 a.m., that's when we're talking about Survivor. The three-hour finale was last night. You have until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning in the Celebrity Trash to watch it, enjoy the talk. We talk without worrying about spoilers. We go for it. We assume that you've watched it. Meet you there.
Also, meet me on Alt 105 tonight at 7 p.m. I've got an hour of heavier and classic alternative music I'm playing for you, and tonight's playlist may be the best one yet. So check out my side piece on Alt 105.3 tonight at 7.
She's a hottie. She's a little donut.
Our text number is 800-400-3697, and here is some of the stuff you guys sent us. So let me see here if I can refresh that. Okay. Thank you, Sarah and Vinny, for being there for us during this time. You guys are the best. That's
well,
nice to hear.
You're welcome, and thank you for continuing to listen. Pro tip, put the stream on radio.com and never turn it off. Just turn it down. Turn it down is preferable to turning it off. I want everything to go back to normal.
Me too. 510 says, from the day my daughter could walk, she wore those plastic high heels and called them clap shoes for the noise they made when she walked on hard surface.
Clap shoes. Cute.
She went through many pairs and only stopped wearing them when her foot got too big.
Oh.
Gotta love a girl who likes to dress up. Yeah, that's my daughter's naturally drawn to that stuff. So I was weird to see because I always wondered why some girls so naturally took to girly girl things.
Yeah.
And I assumed there was a mother saying, here's what you do. From a very young age. And it turns out some of that stuff's just there. There's a draw to it. There's not an influencer making that happen.
Although an influencer can make it happen. When my two boys were little, they grew up with these four girls, Sherry and Marianne's kids.
Mm-hmm.
And those four girls were all just like your daughter. Every day, one's in a Belle outfit, one's in a Snow White outfit, one's in a mermaid, little mermaid outfit. They all have the things. And my boys started wearing them too. They're like, well, you know, we want to be fancy too.
So
that happened.
Were.
So they
right.
were. And, you know, they also wore some boy stuff. But, you know, I figure, it's not going to hurt anything.
No, it certainly wouldn't.
The kids are going to do what they want to do. And if I'm going to make them play with the girls and they want to, you know, and the girls are so fancy. Like, of course they wanted to. When my son was in kindergarten, my younger one, he goes, I go, what do you want to be for Halloween? He goes, Princess Leia. I was like, well, really? And he was like, yes, Princess Leia. The end. No more talking about it. And so he was. Went over fine.
Well, why wouldn't it?
Just a little because boy doing kids, his thing. Kids right. are awful. But I guess maybe in kindergarten they were just like, oh, cool. I love Princess Leia. I don't know. But that was that Halloween.
Speaking of school, 408 says, another silver lining, no school shootings since we've been in shelter in place.
Yes, that is true.
Okay, yeah, that's awful. That's awful.
But also, you know, right, that's is terrible. A stat, you know.
So grateful to Sarah, Vinny, and Bryn for being the, and Nicole. Don't forget Nicole.
Yeah, don't forget Nicole.
She's taking all the risks. She goes into the station. She's going into the building, everybody.
Yeah. Really has stepped up during all this.
So grateful to Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, and Nicole for being the one glimmer of normalcy in my life during this pandemic. Virtual hugs to all from Becca.
Thanks, Becca. Virtual hug right back at you.
510 says, another strike against professional sports. The greed and excess is gross. Anyone still working at my company, 10 people out of 500 took a 20% pay cut. So those of us furloughed could retain benefits for 3 months, as well as our regional execs. All took pay cuts for us. That ball player needs a big reality. Oh, boy. Check. There it is.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. He's not living in the same reality the rest of us are. You know, baseball is going to be fine. It's all played by a bunch of rich people and run by a bunch of rich people. And it's just, you know, you can't fault someone for their reality. And I've said it a million times. People should be allowed to complain. And yeah, you can't, you know, but you shouldn't compare yourself. He's got his own reality where he doesn't want to only make $5 million.
Right. Well, he opens himself up to this by speaking out
exactly.
the way he did.
What it's like
he
you
should
said,
have done
you should have said nothing.
Is not.
Right.
But, and really, there's plenty of people out there who would say, you're playing a kid's game. You shouldn't be. I get all that. But the truth is, they take as much risk and bet on themselves and their bodies in order to make it in a business where most don't make it.
99.99% of people who want to be professional sports athletes do not make it to professional sports. The cream of the crop gets paid for it.
Right. I worked for a minute with a guy who loved baseball incredibly much, and he made it to the minor leagues, and he spent 10 years in the minor leagues trying to make it in baseball.
Did
and
he
never
ever get
did.
Called up? Not even
nope.
once?
And never did. And he was just someone who loved it and wanted to make it and tried his hardest and did everything he could to put himself in a position to become a pro ball player and never got it. And that's the reality for most people. There's only so many teams and only so many positions.
Tiny little fraction
so
of the people who
while
want to.
he's someone who sounds completely out of touch, he's also someone who risked a lot.
And like, he is completely out of touch. There's no question. He lives in a completely different reality from the rest of us. But it's his reality.
Right.
Like, you know, you said it best. He should have said nothing. And then he wouldn't be the point of the arrow on this thing, you know?
He's just trying to protect himself and his future earnings. And I understand all that. So whatever. Hey, Vinny, I went to All Natural Stone in Berkeley yesterday. Awesome.
In Berkeley.
They're there. They want to help you. Call and make an appointment. Looks like they're getting their bathroom done. So excited. That's our next task. You know what's cool about All Natural Stone is when you find a company or anyone that you work in any business, really, restaurants, whatever, where you find someone that you like. And you can trust them.
It went smoothly.
You know that the projects that you have coming up, you already got that done. I already know who's doing that for me. It's All Natural Stone. I just got to get the money together and get that next thing planned. This is a bunch of that is from the same text. I'm glad you went to All Natural Stone and they treated you well. That's good news. appreciate the feedback. I used to raid my mom's closet. You know what's funny about our closet? That this person's writing about my daughter taking stuff from her mom. The closet's a disaster because she sneaks in there and pulls things down but can't put them back.
Right.
So the floor is filled with all the things she's wanted to try on. And then as soon as she hears someone coming, because we have a gate on the stairway so the little one doesn't fall down. As soon as you hear that gate, you can hear her come running out. What? You're like, I
nothing.
Didn't say anything to you.
Yeah.
What are you?
Why you got that guilty look on your face for? Why are you coming from that direction?
Right.
What's the closet look like?
So
I hate putting things on hangers too. It's such a pain in the ass just getting them on there to begin with, and then now I got to put them all back on there. Ugh.
It's weird. It's a weird thing, but it's cool. It's part of her growing up. The fact that she's stealing her mom's bras and keeping them under her bed is weird too. But all right.
Well, she wants boobs. I wanted them too when I was little.
You did?
Yeah, when I was little. I mean, you know, you change a lot. I wanted to be was a mother. I wanted to have boobs. You know, you want to be a grown up. And you think
there
that's
are
what
texts
it's all about.
Here with detailed questions about Scott's use of your guest house. I will leave those off the air, but I did notice that he does seem a little down, like it's getting to him, right?
It seems to be.
It's getting to all of us, but
he's a guy who gets out in front of crowds for a living. So he's staring down the barrel of empty, you know, bar rooms. That's tough. That legacy is looking more and more attractive every day.
Oh.
I fear for his father is what I'm trying to say.
Well, good thing that he's not taking visitors, right?
His dad?
His dad can't be letting him come
over.
He
sees him every Sunday.
What?
Yep, they have a family dinner over there every Sunday. He's done his show, his Sunday night show, the 10 minutes he does at 8 o'clock from his dad's house multiple times.
Wow, all right.
Yeah. I'm sure the family's really concerned.
Please stop talking about Survivor. I haven't seen last night's episode yet, and everything you say does give us clues. I thought you were waiting until tomorrow. We'll wait till tomorrow. We barely touched on it. I've got... Oh, people wrote in about the fly carpet. It is a gross visual.
It's a deep carpet. It's a shag.
408 says there is no excuse for wearing pajamas in public. And then 415 says, Vinny, gay man out here, chaunch out, bleep yeah. Yeah, that's not a good look though. That's really.
I don't know.
You do know. You wouldn't be if John went out and was wearing pajama bottoms with no underwear and you could see the entire shape of the thing.
Well, I might film it first for a little while and then be like, oh, I'm outraged.
You wouldn't be happy. Would you? Would you care?
I don't know. I would care because I'd know he would care. I'd be like, okay, what's going on? How did you let this happen? This isn't you.
Right. How do we watch the show? I don't see Instagram Live going on. We're not on Instagram Live.
No, we're not doing. I'm leaving that up to Bryn. Bryn's a producer. He's gonna do whatever he wants to do. I'm game.
Yeah, we go
whatever.
On when there's, you know, something special like Isla and stuff. Like
Isla,
that.
Right? That's mm-hmm. up. Is that on your Brinny Boy page from yesterday?
No, it's on Alice 973.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Instagram.
But it's gonna. It actually might be gone by now.
Yeah.
No, it's a post.
Oh, it's a post.
Alice 973
perfect.
Post. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can check out little Isla.
When my daughters were little, I used to tie an apron around them, put on a headscarf, and give them a rag and tell them to play Cinderella. They loved it. They would sing and dust and clean. Well, that's pretty smart. I like it. I may try that, although I'm sure that'll backfire on me.
I'm
somehow.
Sure it will. That's good, though. That is pretty good. You know, play the downtrodden and get the work done while you're doing it.
My friends and I have been playing Drawful on Jackbox, sort of like Pictionary. It's also available on the computer, so we've been playing it over Zoom just fine. So much fun. All right.
Yeah, those Jackbox games are there's some really good ones. There's some weird ones. We've tried a lot of them. Only a few of them are real go-tos, like Quiplash, Fibbage, and Murder Trivia. I really like those.
I should mention that a lot of people have, one person wrote in about radio.com's volume levels, and we're aware of it, and we don't have any control over that. I believe Bryn said a ticket has been written for it, and we'll see how quickly they can get to that.
We've alerted the authorities at radio.com, and that's about as much as we can do, but we understand.
Unless it's, you know, it's possible it's just user error. You guys may not know how to do stuff. That could be it.
Sure. That could be it.
Sure. We'll see. I don't know what else to say.
Listen, the ticket's been opened, Vinny. So it's, I'm sure it's going to be handled. Just like, I mean, listen, it's a $1 billion thing. Oh, by the way, Jane says she's obsessed with murder trivia. Of course she is. It's very dark. It's Jane. I love murder trivia.
Is that what she said?
Yeah, she said obsessed with murder trivia.
Huh.
It's Jane.
My husband is reopening his audiology clinic this coming Monday. I work closely with him to come up with the safety protocol.
Oh.
Yeah, everybody reopening, as this is starting to happen around the Bay Area and around the state, is going to have to come up with ways to deal with customers, whether that's arrows to point a safe path through the store so people aren't getting in each other's way or whatever.
Right.
It's going to be a whole thing.
It is, and I think the bottom line is that you want people to feel safe when they do come into your store, and it is going to require some thought. I think that's great that they sat around thinking about it.
Right.
And figured it all out. Like, how can we make people feel secure and safe?
And restaurants above and beyond a regular retail store, because you have to pull your mask off to eat.
You do. Although, I did see somebody sent me this morning on Instagram, you know the tops of those wet wipes? You know,
yeah.
That little plastic thing? They removed those from the plastic holder and sewed it into a mask.
Oh, come on.
So now there's a crap hatch right there on your face. I'm like, this is genius.
So you push food through it?
No. It's not like the Clorox things where you pull the thing out of the little cut. It's the ones, they actually have like a little snap open hatch and you pull out the next. You know what I'm talking about?
So the cap just leaves an opening.
Yes.
Got it.
So
Okay. You
flip it downward and then there's your mouth. Put it in there. And then you click the thing back into place. Genius.
All right.
Yes.
Two more before we go. Vinny, Hulk baby in the background while Isla was broadcasting is gold. It brings a sense of normalcy of family that is both fun and comforting.
It's a nice glimpse into your world, I'll tell you that.
Oh, is it?
It is.
You're liking that, huh?
I do.
Blim, a testament to the Asian work ethic. Proud of you, bud, from a fellow Asian.
He does kick much ass. Who knew he was doing plumbing work all afternoon?
He is. Yeah, so you're round the clock. You finish here and then you'd go work until what time?
Oh, it depends on the day. You know, he has people working. I only go when I'm needed.
He is your dad. Your dad. Your dad is old. And these are things that he would normally do. But your family's worried about him. So you have to go in and clean people's plumbing.
Right. Ideally, not all the time. Not every day.
I love what a badass your dad is, but I only met him the one time when he came in,
right.
But he seems like a normal dude. And yet, if you look at his accomplishments from way back, like before,
surviving the fleeing from Vietnam, starting there,
saving the lives of people who fled with them. Like,
yeah,
that dude,
yeah.
He's a trip. Like, it's really neat to see someone be that sort of humble and normal, and
what
yet also have a list of accomplishments, including making it in a place where that's not your first language at a time when it wasn't easy. Rad.
Yeah, he's got a crazy story.
Go Brent's dad,
does.
Too. Anyway, that's all for the text, so we'll be back after these to say have a good one.
Alrighty.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday.
Yeah, it is.
Thanks for joining us today. It was a fun show. I will confess, though, I'm just dying to talk about Survivor. Like, it's been on my mind all morning. I'm just, you know, I feel like I know there it is. Oh. So
it was exciting the way he teases it right from the beginning. He's like, yep. We don't even have time. There's too much happening here. We don't have time.
Yep.
And I was like, wow, that's weird. And I was already up later than I needed to be. And I went, oh, I'll just check a couple minutes of this. And then found myself up at 11:30 going, what am I doing?
I can't believe
it. And I didn't even finish it. I didn't even finish it. So I've got to do that today. And whatever. I mean, so, you know, you have some days where you sleep better than others, but.
You do. I'm with you, Vinny.
It happens.
Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., we'll be checking on the whole Survivor thing. If you've got anything you want to add to the conversation, feel free to email Bryn@RadioAlice.com. I know Maria from Napa does every week. And if you've got thoughts, you can text them as well, 800-400-3697. Tonight, 7 o'clock, take a break from doing your homework and listen to Alt 105.
That's right. Check me out over at Alt 105 as I'll be doing my side piece for you from 7 to 8. It's an hour of heavier and classic alternative songs, and hopefully you'll hang with me. I'm having a ton of fun doing it, and I'm even having a lot of fun as I get feedback from people. So check it out, and hopefully you like it. And other than that, we'll just be back in the morning to do it all again.
See you then, everybody. Have a good day.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.